With us in the studio, comedian Bob Cat Goldthwaite is here with us. Once again, good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning.
Weren't you featured in
Hot
to Trot?
Yeah, right out of the gate, bring up my porn past.
No, that's not what I meant. I was just trying to be...
That's all right.
He's not...
I'm not making that up, Bob.
You don't finish a Hot to Trot and go, wow, we're not going to get one better than that.
No.
You know, I'm kind of...
I know you think he's being a smart aleck, but he loves talking horses. Yeah. He really does.
Yeah, if I was Tom Hanks, you'd be going, hey, I really love Turner and Hooch.
Oh, I did.
That's nice that you won Oscars.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Bobcat Goldthwaite is our guest. I truly did.
Like it? Hot to Trot? All right. Well, that put me in comedy jail, that movie.
Yeah,
I like goofy movies.
I didn't see Phantom Menace or the Attack of the Clones because I'm 40 years old and I've been laid. So Star Wars, The Lord of the Rings, you know, none of that stuff really. But like a jerk, I went to the Star Wars re-release and they had added a couple scenes with the computer-generated image of Jabba the Hutt, right? Uh-huh. And like, I'm a nerd, but this audience is like uber nerds who had memorized every damn frame of the movie, and they go nuts when Jabba the Hutt shows up, because he's a computer-generated Jabba the Hutt. I don't know what their beef is, but they're like going, fake. Fake. This is true. Fake. Like the movie's gonna go, oh, you caught us. And finally, I snap. I go, yeah, Jabba's fake. He's not like the real Chewbacca. Listen, you nerds, this is all fake. It's in outer space. None of it happened. And if it did happen, there wouldn't be any explosions because outer space is a vacuum, and that means it's void of oxygen. And in order to create a fire, you need oxygen. In fact, in real space, sound can't even travel in a pure vacuum. You would just have spaceships silently firing missiles into other craft and they would implode and spin off course. That's the worst thing that could happen, you nerd. Actually, that's not what I really said.
I know what you really said.
I thought, you know, later on I'm much cleverer. What I really said was, have any of you nerds ever seen a vagina? Could you pick a vagina out of a police lineup? If I had a vagina and a donut and a mop, could you tell me the difference between these things? Because the day you actually see one, you're going to throw that stormtrooper cookie jar right out the window. You're going to go, what was I thinking about? I go, I don't know. We've been trying to tell you about it for years.